At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I would say so. I would say so that things have changed. And yes, we've had conversations with James, good conversations, as I've mentioned before. The information that we're getting is that he is moving in the direction of practicing today. So see you in a few minutes here, but that's the information we've gotten.
Bills head coach Sean McDermott before practice, and ultimately it did lead to James Cook back on the practice field in full, in pads, the whole thing. So it's not just him hanging out there, stretching, what have you. He's out there. Does this mean, though, a deal is imminent, or it's just another kind of awkward, weird turn in what has been kind of an awkward and weird negotiation for James Cook to get a new deal?
And there's a bevy of ways you could think about this. You put it up on the good old Twitter of why do you think he's back? And the theory should be there, bountiful, I would say. Different ways that people would think why it's happening. And I guess that's kind of the beauty in it is that we could talk about it in a more positive light of why he's back at practice instead of why he's holding out. We all know why he was holding out. Or holding in, excuse me. But we know why. This, it's almost as if the mystery of it and the intrigue is far more fascinating to me. Why do you think he came back? It's all so fascinating. But at the same time, glad to see he's back at practice. That's something everyone can agree on.
Yeah.
But again, I don't know if it's truly over.
No, because, I mean, that's how this has been for both positives and negatives.
Right.
It's been very different because, I mean, we mentioned it too during the mandatory minicamp part of the offseason where it was, is Cook going to come in? We've seen the national reports. I mean, it was either Adam Schefter or Ian Rapoport. I can't remember which one it was. Outright saying, I don't expect Cook to be in Buffalo anytime soon.
Mm-hmm.
3 days later, he's in Buffalo for mandatory minicamp. No issue. That's right. A national guy that should be completely locked in, at least with the agents. And it didn't matter. He was in Buffalo. Then we get to training camp. Okay, is James Cook going to play? That's the only interesting storyline for Hard Knocks to lean to. And he's playing. Okay, he's practicing. But only for 8 days before the first preseason game, he's pulled himself out of practice. To a certain extent, a complete shock to everybody. It was
right.
A random Sunday practice. Everyone thought it was a vet rest day. And it was only when people went up to talk to him did we find out that he was holding in.
Right. Because everyone, like, maybe it was you're a little banged up because everyone else has been. What else is new? Nope. It is because of business. And you just made a face, and I'm going to complete my point before I get to this.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's also because of the fact that this has been as weird as it has been that I'm definitely going to say this right now. I have no appetite to do this again in March. Zero.
Yeah.
No, zero.
No appetite.
Zero appetite to do this again in March. Thank you very much. If you hit the franchise tag on them, I'm going to be more mad at the Bills than I am at Cook.
That would be their first time doing so since Cordy Glenn. And with that being said, it'd be their first time with being at the helm.
Right.
803-0550, the number to call. Let's get connected to our fans. Brought to you by Northtown Kia. Shop online at northtownkia.com. James tweets in a theory. Because of the contract situation, Cook is being extra sensitive to any nicks, soreness, and bruises he might have beyond what one might normally take time off for. That could also play into the Bills maybe not totally knowing where this is going, because if he wakes up and like, oh, my leg's just a little sore. I'm not practicing. I'm not doing anything.
I'm going to use the business side of it too.
Mm-hmm.
Again, theories are fun because he's back.
I think that also probably would just be like maybe one of the right ways to do it. I'll practice. If I feel 100%, I'll practice. The moment I feel 99, because we're in a contract situation and because of the position he plays, this is your likely one big deal. This. And I know that's probably why, as much as I'll kind of fight back on it, why he's probably pushing for a higher number and seeing how much it can come down. is because this is probably the only big contract. Other positions can get two, maybe even three contracts. Running backs, you look at the first one after your rookie deal, and that's kind of about it. After that, you hope to maybe get a 1-2 year deal, a lot of guarantees up front, and that's it. So Cook, and I think James might be spot on here, might be extra sensitive with how his body's feeling, because if he botches this, and I say that as that, it's not anything necessarily him doing wrong, but if he just picks up a high ankle sprain,
it's over.
Anything. It could really derail the entire process to him getting even close to what he wants.
Even half to what he wants.
He may want 15. He picks up a high ankle sprain, misses a few weeks to start the season.
You're looking at 7. Maybe.
You know, and look, do I think he's worth around what Kyren Williams is? Yes. Kyren Williams is not nearly as an explosive of a runner. You even look at their yards per carry. It's not even close. Cook blows him out of the water. But he is on the field 90% of the time for the Rams. They ask a very different thing for him. Yeah. That, I think, could be a play into it, is that it's just anything goes wrong. And we brought it up with preseason. You said, mentioned, this could have been his last hand. Ty Johnson did not look bad, and he's already their preferred third down running back. That high ankle sprain. He missed, for argument's sake, it's a high ankle sprain. He misses the first 3 weeks of the season. What if Ray Davis, through 3 games, has 280 yards rushing and 2 touchdowns? Like you mentioned, you're looking at 8, 9, 7 million, because it's like, oh, well, this is the guy we drafted for.
Right.
Now he's cheaper, and this is why we drafted him. He's your replacement, dude.
Yeah.
Done. Thanks for being a loyal soldier, the whole thing, but we're moving on now.
We're moving on. And I think that's the message anyway, is we're moving on. It is going to be a matter of how do you utilize Cook this year and see how both parties can benefit from everything. At the same time, though, you're still going to use Ty Johnson on third down.
Yeah, well, that, and that's
they're that's still
the
going to use
part.
Ray Davis for the offense, probably the punishing
really
situations.
Change. Yeah.
And James Cook is still going to be the... And this is the thing about Cook. He's really good at a lot of things. He's great at the explosive play. But he's not the best at a lot of things, even in the running back room.
Mm-hmm.
He's not your most punishing runner, though he's gotten better at it.
Mm-hmm.
He's not your best third down guy. He's not even your best pass catcher out of the backfield. It's Ty Johnson. But he is consistent across the board, except for pass blocking.
Mm-hmm.
And then again, somebody else is the best at that. Power running, I would probably think they'd want Davis in that situation more than Cook. It really becomes this strange, almost bad timing. Brady's everybody eats slogan also kind of plays into the backfield a little bit.
Well, I mean, yeah, you look at the touches for Cook. They go down pretty aggressively from 23 to 24. His total touches, because we're also bringing up him as a receiver. In 23, he had 281 of them. Last year, he had 239. You know, his yards per touch went down a little bit. His yards per target went down by almost 2 yards.
Right.
You know, in terms of the targets, they went down pretty aggressively. That's the thing that he did get much better at. He caught the targets he was given, 38 targets, 32 receptions. The yards, though, went down 2 yards. His touchdowns went down by 2, even with, you know, him having a pop-off in the rushing category. The thing he was sort of drafted for,
he hasn't really shined at.
He's never really been that guy. Even his rookie year is essentially a wash. 180 yards receiving, 507 rushing, and 3 total touchdowns. Or 507 and 3 total touchdowns. It's been these last 2 years he's popped. He's also trying to do what Terry McLaurin is doing right now, which is to get paid off of the big touchdown year you had. McLaurin had a career high in touchdowns for Washington. He's trying to get paid in that sense. James Cook had an almost otherworldly pop-up in touchdowns, going from 4 in the last 2 years combined to then 16 last season.
Even
just
if you
on
go,
the ground.
Even if you go with combined touchdowns, for example.
Mm-hmm.
So last year he had 18 combined touchdowns. In the 2 years prior, he's got 9.
Yeah.
Total. 9 total touchdowns, and you double it the next year.
His yards from scrimmage also went down exactly 300.
But the one thing you can go ahead and say is that's even with Josh Allen taking some of those.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of your negotiation power. But how much of it is there really?
Yeah.
Because you have the Bills can say, yeah, well, we have Josh Allen.
Mm-hmm.
He can be our goal line back again, much to the chagrin of some fans. And maybe, you know what, me, I don't like the idea of having to bulldoze the quarterback into the end zone.
The closer he gets to 30, the less you want of that. The tush push is its own sort of entity. The goal line, if you have another guy that can do it.
But even then, they showed last year they're more proficient at running the football with James Cook for a yard
mm-hmm.
than doing the tush push thing.
Yeah. Johnny tweets in, and this is sort of to your point as well, of he's played his last card and he lost. No win situation for him.
Yeah. And you watch the Bills offense with Mitch Trubisky run the football just fine
mm-hmm.
with Ty Johnson.
Yeah.
You're probably not going to have much more say at that point. The Bills will have to start preparing as if to move on without you. And Cook has been there for every install and every meeting.
Yeah, that's
so the he also probably knows
yeah.
they're going to move on without me. It's going to cost me money. I have to come back. You know how the deployment's going to work at this point. You're getting to preseason game number two. Things are about to get dialed up. It's about to get real. And that is where they know what's going on. The players in the meeting rooms, they know what's going on. They know the temperature of what is being measured out. They can't ignore those sorts of things. And mm-hmm. Cook cannot ignore it. When if it looks like the team's going to have to get ready to prepare without you, it's a pretty simple fix. You just come back.
Especially, too, and it's mainly been on the defensive side of things, the Bills have been very good at learning how to live without good players. Whether it be Trey White, Matt Milano, Von Miller, they've learned how to play without them. They have not won a Super Bowl without them, don't get me wrong. But they've learned to continue to be successful and move on. Cook has seen that. He's been around that for all of it.
Right.
And already you're a guy that is not touching the ball 60% of the time, 75% of the time. They can maybe move off of you a lot quicker.
Also, if you really wanted to hold in and make it into the season, tell me there isn't going to be at least a halfway decent running back that's on the waiver wire.
Right, that could be available.
You really want to play hardball? We can move on in a different way. We could drop that guy when you want to come back, but we can move on.
We can
prepare
on.
Without you. And that is probably another degree of this, of like Cook saying, yep, they're getting ready to prepare for Baltimore without me. It's time to come back. It's not working. We're not making any progress. Might as well get back in there.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
But again, this is all so weird, even for a contract dispute. But now that you think about it, all of them are weird in their own ways.
They all have their own
wrinkles. There are some that are pretty, like, standard for why it's happening.
Mm-hmm.
You look at Parsons and Hendrickson in particular, and you go, oh, it's because management is mistreating you, and it's actually being made kind of public.
Mm-hmm.
McLaurin, same kind of thing. You really, really want a certain number. But McLaurin has also had the hold in and even reported to mandatory minicamp and left.
Yep.
So it is a harder stance that he's been taking. And with Cook, again, it's that you showed up to everything first, and then you decide to hold in. But now you're seeing that process being repeated in Pittsburgh. Cam Hayward. Hayward was practicing. Now all of a sudden he's doing the same thing. Why? You just renegotiated something last year. That's a different one. That's weird.
Yeah, that's that. Well, I think not that one. I wouldn't even say just weird. That one, you're not playing the game right.
Yeah, you're actually kind of doing it wrong.
And that's where I am almost always on the side of the. It's not my millions. I don't care. I'm usually on the side of the player. That is where it's in bad faith. You signed the deal 12 months ago, likely in less time, and then you're already upset about it.
It's not something that makes sense, and
that one, like, at least with Cook, it's more weird on, like, the timing of everything. Mm-hmm. Hayward, it's, I don't know if that's disrespectful or not, but, like, it's definitely not playing the game right, like you said. You're kind of doing it wrong. Mm-hmm. Sign a one-year contract if you're going to negotiate like that. Mm-hmm. You can't sign something, you can't sign an extension, and then expect to come back after 1 year of really good football. Do you think management's coming after you to renegotiate after 1 year if it's not up to par?
Yeah, no shot. No shot.
What are you telling them? Uh-uh.
Yeah. Well, that's, and that's what Hendrickson did. Signed the 1 year deal with the anticipation. Hey, if you do this again, you know, we'll give you the big deal. And then, and that's where their
problems
have come
from. Has not followed through on their end of it.
Right.
And again, the Bengals have made these things kind of public a little bit on their negotiations. Mm-hmm. Pittsburgh, the Hayward thing, like, come on, man. What are you doing?
That one's weirdly been, like, super under the radar.
Like, well, it also only just happened.
Well, no, but, like, with any, like, because there were contract rumblings, but he showed up.
Right.
That one's just been super under the radar because of the TJ Watt stuff. Because
that was now the first
finished,
priority.
Yeah, now that that's finished, he's like, now, wait a second.
Now we're going to make some noise.
803-0550, the number two call. Let's go to the phones here. Rich is up first. Rich, how are we doing this morning?
Hey, great. Great to talk to you guys. You know what? I might be in the minority. And do I like it that the fact that this guy doesn't talk for 3 years, and when he does, he turns into his brother? You know? Just this whole cryptic thing. And but when you look at it, professional athletes today, no matter how close we are to them, or we can commiserate, or they can show us behind the scenes on an NFL Films kind of thing, this is their chance, their only chance to cash their genetic golden ticket.
Right.
He makes $5 million. To you or me, $5 million is an ungodly amount of money. But your work career might only go to 30s. Ours into the 50s mm-hmm. and 60s. He makes $5 million. It's $2.5 million. What is that? That's $250,000 before taxes for 10 years for the rest of your life. There's people in Clarence, couples in Clarence, who are building million-dollar houses. They make more than that with, quote-unquote, regular jobs. So I can see why we've all done this with our betting apps, right? Do I cash in now?
Right, yeah.
Or I hope the Bengals get a field goal or don't let up a touchdown on
right, yeah.
And I think that's what he's doing. And you know what? No offense, but I needed a lawyer to help me close on my house. Do you think these guys don't have a cadre of lawyers, friends, family, mothers in their ears? You got to get me mine, do whatever. It's all of them. I mean, you'd be surprised. We talk about the salary cap. Look at the bottom third of the Bills roster. Again, an ungodly amount of money to you or myself. But in the long term of things, when your career could be over at 28 due to a turf injury in practice, it's not an awful lot of money, especially with the NFL not being guaranteed. So I can see the craziness. Yeah. This kid's got to be going through stuff we don't even know, because his head's got to be on a swivel, and he seems kind of res. He doesn't say too much. And, I mean, when you live in a town where, you know, a quarterback and his wife go out for French fries and it's a big ordeal, I feel for the guy, and I just hope what's best, because as fans, whether he's there, we move on to the next one, so he's got to get him what he needs. So I'm pro James.
Yeah, Rich, thanks for the call. And real quick on that point, too, that's why I've said, like, especially at running back, you got to make it count now.
Yeah, and typically, you and I have said, we're pro player in this sort of thing. You know, like, the owners, I could go on about this all day, but I would rather not. For me, that's why, like, when you bring up Rich, thanks for the call again, when you bring up they have a cadre of people, you know, advisors, agents, everything like that, that's why I think he's getting bad advice from somebody somewhere, that this became so unconventional and weird. And I think there's a disservice being done to him by someone that he's supposed to be paying and or trusting.
Mm-hmm.
Because I look at the agent's track record with how he handled Shamar Stewart.
And it doesn't make me feel good about how he's going to handle James.
It doesn't make me feel good about how this works out for him in the end. I don't like that for Cook.
Mm-hmm. And while I do say it's not my millions, I don't care. As a Bills fan, you do want them to be somewhat responsible, but you do want the, like as Rich said, like
you want the player to be
for their working career that could last till only 30 while we'll go to the 50s. You want to make it big when you can.
Yeah.
803-0550, the number 2 call. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer here on the Northtown Automotive X Point Show. And this is WGR.